Well, Daryl, you must be delighted with that.
It's a good win, isn't it? Any wins at this level, at any level, is a good win, isn't it? So, end-to-end game, wasn't it? Chances for both teams. I thought it was two good teams having a good go. For testament to us, we've four key players out the starting 11 tonight as well with injuries. And I thought the lads, I said it all along, I think this season's going to be more of a squad game than any other season. I thought they applied themselves very well. Yeah.
Looked like one of those games that you were going to have to fight for to get the points. I mean,
certainly. Well, they were on a run for four wins out of the last five.
Yeah.
So, you know, just beat Cambridge, who were flying, who beat us the other week. So we knew we were in for a real tough test. But like I said, we kept digging in there, and we get the goal from a set piece, which is nice because we're going to need to score more goals from set pieces. And the old boy, Matt Sadler, my player coach, has got the winner. So I'll be able to speak to him Thursday now.
But what's pleased you most about it? The clean sheet, the 3 points,
just
the
winning,
attitude?
Just winning. You've got to find ways to win, haven't you? You know, we've been frustrated with the amount of draws we've picked up. But when you look at the bigger context of things, and same as I said to my players before game, it's one defeat in 15, if you count the last five seasons. That's one defeat now in 16 games, 6 wins, 9 draws, 1 defeat. You know, if that's not going in the right direction, yes, we'd have liked a few more of those draws to be wins, but that's a good run we're on, isn't it? So, like I said, we've 4 key players out today. And, you know, it's important that we keep building from here. We've got 2 cup competitions coming up, and then we've got another home game. So just keep working away, chipping away. We had 15 points after 17 league games last season when we had the disaster October, and we finished 9 points off the playoffs when the season were curtailed. So for me, the positive is we're on 16 points after 11 games this season, and we've got plenty of opportunities to increase that, obviously, in the next home game.
At times it was a little bit end to end. They hit the post, and then you had chances to make it 2-0 late on at the game. I mean, you said earlier about finding a way to win, and that's what you did tonight.
My lads never like to see a comfortable win for me. They just, I think they get sick of hearing me, so they probably want me in an early grave. To, you know, the second goal would have certainly helped. Yeah. But you've got to appreciate Crawley pushing, they hit the inside, they hit the post. You know, we get away with one there, they get away with a few goal mile scrambles as well. It was a pretty end to end game, couldn't it? Let's be honest, it could have gone either way, but we're pleased. I think we've edged a lot of games this season. It's nice to come away with the 3 points.
Yeah. You mentioned the players out with injury. Any of those long-termers worries for the weekend?
They're all worries for the weekend, to be honest, because it comes around quick. So we're hoping nothing's too long-term, but we certainly knew this was going to happen. I think, like I said, the strength and the depth of the squad's good, which is testament to what we've sort of tried to build here. And we'll keep trying to keep players fresh, injury free, and making sure that we get the load right into him.
Yeah. And just finally from me, you mentioned it earlier, Matt Sadler, the goal scorer, probably wouldn't have put too many pounds on him getting the winner today, but he must be particularly happy.
No, brilliant. He can still make the coffees Thursday morning, can't he? So I might give him a nice cool down Thursday. But no, Matt Sadler epitomises what, you know, I brought him in as player coach. He hasn't played as much, but he's, you know, he's been hands on with making sure me and Brian are supporting us very, very well, and chuffed a bit because he cares about the club. He, you know, he's got a good affinity with the club, and it's nice for him to pop up with a winner, the old boy.